Welcome to Pixie Monthly Mayhem, where Team Pixie break down the month's big gaming news, let you in on all that we've been up to, and buckle up for Lou's Clues with me, the host, Ryan. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, in shooters he's sublime, boy, he loves Ocarina of Time, Mr. Luke Roberts. And take it away, Ern, it's Hawkey of Rivia, Commander Shepard's favourite companion, the Hustler of Helgen, it's Lou, and Spyro Swoon, Total Loon, the Funny Honey, mocks herself, wants to be an elf, raw, uncut, the Big Bad Ginger Nut. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
Today we have our second ever Monthly Mayhem podcast. We're not all in the same place because Kaylee is infected with the vid.
RIP.
Yeah,
but... hopefully next month we'll be all back together as I have a load of soundproofing in the room and stuff now, so we're all moving in the right direction. But yes, so hello everyone, welcome back to the podcast. We'll start as we always do with what we've been up to or what we've been playing. So we'll start with Kaylee, go to Luke, go to Lou, finish with me, and then we'll move on to our middle segment, if anybody hasn't listened to the podcast before, which is we'll go through a couple of gaming news stories, of which today I've got four, and then we move on to Lou's Clues later on, which is an interesting little segment in which Lou gives us some gaming facts. But whoever it was, Kaylee, start.
Okay. Two games that I've been playing religiously in my time in quarantine. And they're very, very different. So one is Animal Crossing, so I'm still on the Animal Crossing train. And then two is Elden Ring, the complete opposite end of the scale.
Yeah.
So basically in the mornings, and right before I go to bed, I crank up Animal Crossing, renovate my island a bit, collect everything I need to get, have a bit of a chill out. And then I transitioned to Elden Ring. And it's my first time it's my first time ever playing a Souls game. But I am absolutely addicted to it. I'm terrible at it, but I'm still addicted to it. I didn't think it was going to grab my interest as much as it does, because I didn't think I was going to be interested in how difficult it is. But whatever way they have it set up, like even the leveling up system, I just love it. I absolutely love it. And the world is just beautiful. But I'm getting my ass handed to me every single time I play.
Yeah.
And I love it. It's great.
Yeah, it's pretty flat out, the amount of swear words that's coming out of her when she's in the other room. But it's cool that it is intriguing you in that way, because that was what we said on the previous Monthly Mayhem, was just or the previous podcast we'd done together, where we basically were discussing whether it would be something that would do your head in to the point where you would enjoy it, or whether it would be something that you'd see as a challenge and want to really dive into it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really, really like it. Even, like, I haven't beat many bosses, but I think there's two that I've done, and I don't even know if they're proper bosses. I think they're, like, mini-bosses, but even still, they're, like, the achievement of beating them is, like, the best thing ever. And to be honest, I love learning, like, the boss's move patterns and stuff like that, and when you get into a hang of it, you feel like, you feel really cool, like you feel like a proper boss. So I personally will stick with it because it's just really, really good. And it like really makes me like I can't get past the first main story boss. It's really hard, but like I'm really determined to get stronger so I can go back and just like annihilate this dude.
Yeah, which is super, super cool. But what do you feel, just out of interest, Lou, as well, if you've been playing any of it, I'm not sure if you have, chime in, but how are you feeling about the gameplay and how are you feeling about the score, soundtrack, and the visuals and stuff?
Oh my gosh, it's phenomenal.
Yeah. Like Kaylee just said, like the world itself is beautiful. Like, I mean, it's won a lot of awards as well for its like looks and appeal to people as well.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't put much into it yet because of like work and stuff, but I'm definitely looking forward to knuckling down on it and sinking my teeth into it.
Yeah, for
sure. It is difficult. It is very difficult. I'm struggling, but there is that open world aspect where you can go off, you can level up before you even do the first boss sort of thing, which is what I'm looking forward to, is being able to like get myself at like that little edge before I go into that first boss and get annihilated.
Is that one of the reasons you brought it, Lou? Because obviously, like, I'm the same as you. Open world's quite a big thing for me. Whereas you speak to, obviously, like, our mate Dan. He's a big Dark Souls fan. And obviously he said totally opposite. He was like, oh, it's like changing something he knew. Same as like with Pokemon with us. Once it went to open world, it was a bit like, oh, big changes and all this sort of stuff. Do you think open world sort of driven you down that route of getting it? Or because you've never played another one, have you?
No, I've never played, like I said, like I've never touched a Dark Souls game before. I genuinely think it is because of the open world genre. Like, I love open world games, so I think that's what's driven me to get it.
Yeah, for sure.
It's because it is open world, and it is a beautiful world.
It's definitely interesting that that's the thing I think that makes it more open. But what I will do is I'll just hamper or put a stop to this conversation right now because two of the news stories are about this game. So I'd be interested to sort of go a little... No, it's absolutely fine. Like, I want to hear about you guys playing it and stuff and hear your initial stuff. I just think that a lot of what we're saying now will feed into the conversation later on, so I'll just stop that for now. But yeah, so you've done Animal Crossing, you've rejuvenated your island. Anything else, Kaylee, or are you happy to move on?
I completed Dragon Age Inquisition finally.
Ah, yes, nice.
Because I was procrastinating it for so long because I just love it too much that I didn't want it to end, but now it's over. It literally took me 10 minutes because I was like literally at the final quest, and then 10 minutes later it was over. My journey is complete, so now I'm... There's a few DLCs I have to do on it, but other than that, I'm waiting for Dragon Age 4 now, which is going to hurt my soul because I just want this journey to continue forever and ever. But luckily, Ryan, was it Christmas or Valentine's, you got me this series of Dragon Age books.
Yeah.
So I can kind of keep my toe into the Dragon Age universe by reading about it, but obviously I just want the new game to come out as soon as possible. But yeah, that's
super,
me.
Super cool.
Lou? Yeah, gaming wise, because of work, I've not been able to like play much recently. I've done a little bit of Elden Ring, like I just said. Won't go too much into that. I played a little bit more of just like my indie games, those sort of things. I've been playing a little bit more of Total War Warhammer 3, because that just came out. Been playing a bit of that. Even been playing a little bit of Dead by Daylight recently.
Are Total Warhammer and how are Dead by Daylight?
Total Warhammer 3 is like... I like that sort of game, like the strategy base. Like, take your turn, build up your army, conquer someone sort of things. Like Civilization. I don't know if you guys heard of that game. I play a lot of that as well. Like, they're quite similar games where you take your turns, you do diplomacy, you work up your army, you conquer cities and stuff. I like those like sort of like turn-based games.
It's cool.
So I've been really enjoying this. I love the Warhammer like world as well because I used to collect it as a kid. Warhammer models.
Nice.
Dead by Daylight. Yeah, I'm really enjoying that. It's like a one killer. Versus people trying to survive, you've got to repair your generators to get out to open the door and escape. So it's like I can't really explain what it's like.
Isn't it like a horde escape?
Yeah.
Free running. Like, woo! I know you can do that. Yeah. I had the first one.
It's like a survival horde escape game sort of thing. Like, it's kind of hard to like just put it into a genre.
Yeah,
it's like it's its own entity.
Yeah, it's cool. So anything else?
A lot of fun with that as well.
Anything else standing out to you then, Lou? Before we crack on, anything any like because look, the main point of this is just to collate anything particularly that we're like, oh my god. Obviously, I'm going to let loose on Horizon Zero Dawn in a minute, but it's not Horizon Zero Dawn, Horizon Forbidden West. It's just an opportunity for you to just go, look, this was super cool. Especially about games that you're particularly playing at the moment, something that's like really gripped you. So if there's nothing, like, if you're just like, oh, just every chill week, whatever, like, it's not necessary if you'd bring anything forward, but like, if there's something you're like, holy shit, you know, I was in Elden Ring and got tapped by a dragon or something, you know what I mean? So
that did happen to me, but
it did.
And
hasn't
I like
to me yet.
Oh, because someone warned me, someone literally said to me, they were like, there's two things you need to avoid in the first area, and there's I can't remember what the first one was, but the second one was the dragon, and I was just running around, and all of a sudden, literally swooped down and ate me. And I was like, oh, I see why you warned me about the dragon, but that did happen, I'm just going to say.
Yeah. So anything like that, Lou, from your any of those games?
I guess in Elden Ring, I got stuck on, like, it was like a little crypt boss. It's like a cat statue.
Okay.
That's in, like, one of the first crypts you come to, and it's just, it has, like, an attack pattern where it slams its sword down in multiple concessions.
Oh.
And it's kind of annoying to deal with, considering I'm a melee-based character, because obviously you've got magic and range in Elden Ring as well, but I've picked Samurai. So I've got to be, like, quite close for my abilities to work, and it will just, like, slam me. So I've got to, like, try and roll and then attack, but then it's already in the midst of doing another ability, so you don't really get a chance.
So is it like you're dodge rolling into more of his attacks?
Yes, basically. Oh,
annoying.
I know which one you're talking about, and I noped the fuck out of there. After the first go, I was like, nah, cool. Save for me. I'll be back soon.
Yeah, I'll be back soon. I'll kill it. I haven't killed it yet. I will.
Yeah, try and give us an update on how you go against the old sword.
How I'm struggling with this cat statue.
It's quality. Luke.
Yes. So, I've been playing, I don't know if I mentioned the last part, Wordle. You must have heard of it. Honestly, I found it, I paid for no ads, and I'm rinsing that, like, any time I have now on my phone. I don't know, it just keeps your brain busy, doesn't it? And I never knew so many many five-letter words. God, dear. so you go, I'm playing a lot of that, you know, just playing the classic mode, just going through that, keeping my brain busy. But another thing that I've dived back into, Pez, which will interest you, is Apex. I re-downloaded Apex, gone back into that. They've had two new characters out since I last played it, in Seer and Mad Maggie. And it just made me realise how much more accurate you actually have to be than a COD. It's crazy how much more skillful the players are on there as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I can go into a COD game and drop, you know, X amount of kills. I come on here, mate, flipping out. I'm shooting air. It's horrible. Playing Apex is actually quite nice. It's just a breath of fresh air, really.
Are you playing Battle Royale, or are you playing the Arenas mode?
I'm playing mostly Battle Royale, because King's Canyon's back on there for a bit.
Oh, is it?
I'm definitely jumping back in there, mate, like, when I get the chance. But it's literally like a bit, it's not really nostalgia, I guess, but it's just getting back into and how well balanced it was, and you just see it straight away. I will say that the games have got really quick. Like, I mean, jump into a game for like five to 8 minutes, and there's like five squads left. It's really quick.
Yeah, it's because traversal and everything's so unbelievably good in that game, isn't it? And the thing with Apex as opposed to Warzone is that quite often when you're playing Warzone, I found anyway, especially if you're playing as a troop, is that like you don't come across people as often, but even then, when you hear other people fighting, there's like, it's almost like you want to go past them. You're like, oh, we'll leave them at it or whatever. Like, you know, but like Apex isn't about third partying, it's about 10 partying. Like, you start a fight with one squad, next minute there's 15 squads just converging on the fire. Like,
And you just see, like, because I'm playing with some randos, you literally hear, like, exactly that. They hear a gunfight, they just turn and run to it. They're like, whoa, and you're like, oh great, and then you're down and you're like, cool, because obviously you can't buy back in Apex unless one's a lot, you know, it's a respawn beacon, you've got to pick up all that crap, which is obviously a big difference. But yeah, I'll just mention that because I've been playing it, and then obviously going on to Warzone, more Rebirth Island now, because there is an update tomorrow and there's a new Rebirth map, so I'm really looking forward to that coming out. Hopefully I'll get some time in on that. But mate, it's been a bit slow, a lot slower than normal, that's for sure. Like, you know, most other nights I'm on, but again, like I said, real life opened up and I'm playing on with games in that, if you will, you know. But Elden Ring I'm definitely downloading because I've heard so many good things. I'm no Dark Souls expert. I obviously played the third one and got a lot of help with that, so, but after playing that, it was great, and I'm hoping this game sort of adds that open world and the MMO sort of aspect to it for me. But yeah, apart from that, mate, that's me in a nutshell for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, sweet. So the only question I've got to ask is...
Yes, mate.
So obviously it's cool you're getting back into Apex. It'd be cool to get an update next time on whether you continue to play Apex or whatever. And it's cool that you're... Like, my question is I've a bit like any kind of thing like Destiny and all these kind of games, like games as a service, that like I'm kind of scared to jump back into Apex now, so I feel like I'm out of touch.
Did you go back in quick,
or is it like, oh my god, what's the meta, what's going on?
I jumped in and there's a new SMG, it's a heavy SMG, so as you can imagine the damage output it has, because I remember jumping in, I go for the R9 in like R301, but mate, I'm well out of touch. I'm not going to lie, like, I'm all over the shot with it. I'm trying to learn, like, I really like the Alternator. That was a gun I really enjoyed using, along with, like, well, in Evo 8, become the shotgun choice, just because of the speed of fire. But, mate, I'm going into games, and they're just blasting, you know. It's very much a hype battle as well, you know what I mean? Whereas in COD, I feel you can fight any level, and you're sort of fair. But on this, it's always about height, and obviously the abilities that are available to you. So don't think I'll be going anywhere from it, because... I don't know. I've just got that enjoyment back. Again, I do all the time. I jump into one game, a couple of weeks, and then, like, you know, I'll speak to you in 2 weeks' time. Oh, I'm not even playing anymore. I'm playing this.
Yeah.
So you'll find, yeah. I'm to be fair, though, I've got someone to play it with now, so hopefully I'll let you know how that goes when I've got some duos going and stuff like that.
Yeah, sounds... Well, and that leaves me. I have royally smashing Horizon Forbidden West. Before I get to that, though, I will just say that I did... So I went to my mum's, and her and Kaylee were both playing Animal Crossing, and I went, that's it, I'm gonna give it a go. I'm gonna see what it's like.
Yeah, he got FOMO.
I did get FOMO. And then I thought, right, I'm gonna give it a go, and then next minute I'm like, oh, you know, I got me tent and I'm shaking a couple of trees, you know. And then after that I sort of ended up falling in love with it a bit, and it's not even that, like, it's not really captured my heart in like a like complete way, but it's got me this kind of, it has this Moorishness to it, where it's like, it makes you want to log in every day because you want to make sure you do this and make sure you do that. And oh, look, you know, yesterday I got an upgrade for my house, so then I want to log in quick to see what it's like, and all these things that like sort of incentives to go back to it, which is cool, which I'm quite enjoying at the moment, which I understand probably after time will wane off, and it'll be interesting to see whether I stay interested then, or whether I do what Kaylee's doing now and I reform my island or whatever. But what it definitely is like what Katie said earlier on, which is like, if it's first thing in the morning or last thing at night, like, it's really chill. Like, it's so unbelievably chill. And that's just something I'm really enjoying, because, like, I've not played a shooter in ages. Like, I really want to get back into shooters, but they were something that I would do to, like, relax. But there's an element of stress to them, rather than this is just, like, complete relaxation. It's like a yoga retreat. Like, you just go to it and you're just like, oh, like, it's just got this little chill tune. You walk around and the only thing you get angry about is like too many shells on your beach or something, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's like, it's that chill.
Travesty.
Like, you know when you're getting annoyed at, like, you know, oh, there's a weed on the floor or something, you know, like, you know, life's pretty chill, you know.
Oh, mate, though, Sarah's killing it.
Pretty easy going.
Shout out to Sarah for giving me and Ryan like millions and millions of bells.
She said about that.
Well, no, shout out to you guys for the bloody Joy-Cons. She would have been screwed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can't have Sarah go live without Animal Crossing.
That's it, yeah. Because she might get actually emotional, which she did, bless her. So,
got nothing left.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Like, so, but she dropped around a couple mil for me. So,
come on, Millie.
Tom Nook keeps like giving me these big bills, and I'm like, I can pay in cash right now.
Honestly, but Sarah's like some Animal Crossing mafia leader or something.
Don't, it's bad. She'll be
me
playing
like
it.
Brown paper bag.
Yeah. Hit me if you need more.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah, did she actually?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Call it.
Oh, bless her.
But yeah, so I've been enjoying Animal Crossing. Just literally just to relax, just to zone out, just to like chill. But Horizon Forbidden West is just absolutely fantastic in every single way. In regards to like what you guys are talking about with Elden Ring, like, it's got so much more to it than the first game in regards to like, so you can scan machines and check for their like individual weak spots and stuff, which is cool, but you now have like elemental damages you can do to them. So you scan the machine to begin with and you're like, oh, it's like got it doesn't like frost, for example. Then you get your frost arrows out and you like have to then shoot it with the frost arrows, and it gives it like this elemental like overcharge in which like you've like covered it in fire or covered it in frost, and then if you swap to a different type of ammo, which is like a piercing ammo, you can like knock the bits off of it easier and stuff like that. So like the way in which you go about them, and in the same way as the bosses are in Elden Ring, like the different attacks they have and everything in this game is just absolutely fantastic. Like it's got so much to it, and I'm so intrigued by how the machines work, how they move. Like it's just perfect. And I think that, like, obviously I'm renowned for playing things on easy. I'm playing it on easy and it's still pretty difficult. I'd love to know how close it is in regards to difficulty to Elden Ring when you're playing it on hard. So sure. Like, because I think it might be close. Like, this game's very difficult at times, and like there's so many different weapons. There is so much to it that I think to begin with can be a tiny bit overwhelming, but it's not anything to worry about, because like I've gone down the more simple route of like following the first game and just sticking to my bow. But there's so many different weapons, there's so many different things to use. But the thing that's like really standing out about it is the characterization. So like the first game is really, really good. It was good for like the world building, it was good for standard RPG stuff. But what this does is it really has made me individually care about so many characters. There's like a home hub where you can go and talk to people whilst they're sat about, learn more about them, stuff like that, which is super cool. Which they never had any kind of opportunity to explore people in the same way, and that means that like everything that happens to each individual person, every fetch quest, every thing they get me to do, it matters and I care about it. And I just think that it's so well written. It's just utterly fantastic, and above all, it's got to be up there with one of the most beautiful games to look at I've ever seen. Like, it's so good looking. I really hope it goes to PC as soon as it can, but I don't know whether like PlayStation hold on to it like they did, like they tend to, you know. But it's so, so beautiful, and I'm playing on base PS4 and it's like blowing me away. Like, I wish I could play it on PS5, because I just would probably
just like, to see the difference.
There's so many times like I'm just sitting and just looking, like just sightseeing in it.
This is very true. Fantastic. I've caught him doing it.
Like taking so many screenshots. It's not even funny. But like I just think it's an epic game, and it's one of those games where it's like I'd be interested to see what it's like when I play Elden Ring, and I kind of want to do like a comparison between the two, because like Horizon's more like, you know, here's your marker, go towards it. We're going to tell you exactly where to go all the time, as opposed to Elden Ring's far more like, you know what. Work out yourself, you know, which is interesting. But yeah, I just think that it really is just totally blowing me away, and I can't wait to do a full sort of Game of the Lost arc about it and break it down with Lulu, I expect, who's who I've got kind of booked in to do it with me, because she's smashing through it at the same time as well. As she's done a couple pods with me and Katie now, which is cool, because she plays a load of different games. But yeah, I just think utterly fantastic. If you have an opportunity to play it, like Lou, I know you've got a PlayStation, you play games on it, like I can't recommend this enough. It's just utterly fantastic, and I think that you'd just fall in love with it, and it's just great.
Yeah, but I am planning on it. I want to do the first one first, though, because I know.
Oh, if you haven't played the first one, it's completely.
I played it. I just haven't finished.
If you haven't completed the first one, this game will. So much in this will pass you by. There's things that are passing me by just because my memory of the first game is just slightly out. So I would suggest, if you know, even if you play the first game a little while ago, perhaps watch a catch up or something.
Wow.
But it's like so fantastic. It's like everything that's great about the first one, they've really built more onto this one. It's not without flaws entirely, but you know, I'm not sure whether there is a totally perfect other than like God of War and stuff like that, I don't know. But utterly fantastic. And apart from that, I just want to put a plea out to either Luke or Lou that I want to play shooters at some stage, so hit me up. I want to play some Warzone. Definitely wanting to play some, potentially some Apex, Luke, if you're playing it a lot.
I can get Apex downloaded.
Okay, so we'll move on to the middle section, which is have I got news for you, and I think that's what I called it, but I've not got the name in front of me, but the news section of the podcast. So I've got four stories. Two of the stories are about Elden Ring, so I'll leave. No. Only one of the stories about Elden Ring, ignore me. I had to, but I had how many sales they had. They've had like 12 million sales, which is insane.
Cool.
Wow.
So I had that, but that's not on there anymore. So that's just a little tidbit for the start. But we've got four. First one is the new Witcher has been announced.
Yeah.
Is now in development. This is from Kotaku. It's been written by John Walker. Again, what I'm trying to do is I'm not trying to read the whole article. I'm just literally trying to read the headline and let us all talk about it. The only thing is that they've released an image, CD Projekt Red, and it is, you know, it's a pendant, a Witcher pendant covered in snow, which is interesting. And it looks to be, I'm not sure what type of animal it is. It could be potentially a wolf and be Geralt's pendant. But it does say new saga begins, so I'm not sure whether it's a. It, some people have said online it looks like a cat, could be the school of the cat, but it's just interesting. And are you guys looking forward to it?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Never open world game. Yes.
So
yeah, obviously, I literally am only off the back of finishing The Witcher for the first time and the DLC, so this is like super exciting to hear. Like, especially because it's so fresh in my mind.
Yeah, for sure. It's something that definitely excites me because, you know, I'm an avid Witcher fan.
Yeah, a big fan.
The only thing I think that, like, it doesn't necessarily get me excited is the fact that I kind of already knew this was happening. Do you know what I mean? Like, you already kind of think. Like, it's a bit like, oh, GTA 6 is in development, yeah. You're a bit like, yeah, all right, I kind of knew you would be doing that, you know, so that's the only thing that it doesn't get me, like, my heart racing, as opposed to, like, a trailer would be a bit like, oh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Lou, though?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait for it. I enjoyed Witcher 3 so much, and, yeah, it's just another open world game that I can sink my teeth into. I love, like, the Witcher franchise. I've watched, like, the Netflix series. I've watched the cartoon, I think it's on Netflix or Amazon. There's a cartoon movie sort of thing. I've watched that. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah,
that's the one about Vesemir, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's Netflix, I think.
Yeah, it's cool. Mm. Do you think, Luke, there might be something that interests you at some stage?
Well, obviously, I did play Witcher 3, didn't complete it, didn't do all DLCs because I'm not that cool. but obviously, like you say, like once I see a trailer, stuff like that, and I think a trailer's something that I usually go by. Like, I recently saw, what was it, the Hogwarts Legacy one, and I'm like, woo, like that, again, something I'll play. And I'll see the trailer, and if everyone else is playing it, I'm probably going to follow the crowd. I'm going to feel left out.
Yeah, for sure. And another thing that's in the article that's interesting is that it's on Unreal Engine 5, which is a brand new Unreal Engine, which is like super ultra mega insane. So it'll be cool to see that, which also kind of leans itself towards it might only be next gen. So I think that obviously it's one of those things that
we're always good,
but if it's only just started development, by the time that it comes out, no one will remember what PS4 and Xbox One was. So
true.
Yes, okay, that is the first one. Second one is a little bit more Luke leaning this time, which is I'm not sure if I heard you guys talking about it, but Warzone is to be merged with the other Battle Royale, which is the, you have to explain this one to me, Luke, because I thought there was only Warzone.
What do you mean, Rebirth Island?
No, but it's been... So, hold on. I'll just read it. This is from gamingnews.com, and it's by Willie Nelson. Both Vanguard Royale and Battle Royale game modes in Warzone are apparently being merged in the game's next update.
That would be... So that's tomorrow. So what... Vanguard Royale is basically near enough the same, but, like, you don't have the, like, UAVs and stuff, so it is back, like, when the war was set, if you know what I mean? So, like, you wouldn't have that sort of capability. And you can only use this World War II guns. So, and obviously, normal Battle Royale is still on the same map of Caldera, but you get everything. They put UAVs up by 2.5 grand. You can't now get, like, a loadout in that one until... you can't buy a loadout until the first one's dropped in the game. So you've got to wait for the first circle to come in before you can buy a loadout, so you can't get those pros that just... Bosh, 10 grand, drop a load up, go and slay. So they've tried to make it fairer. But I don't know how they're going to link it. Did they say much about how they're linking it? Because I don't really know what's going to work with that.
I guess it's just merging them together, isn't it? It's just getting the two of them and...
take the split out of the game, basically. Because yeah, I think the normal one gets played a lot more because you can use your older guns. Yeah. Again, they've tried to make all the new Vanguard weapons meta.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, there was this PPSH build that had no recoil. If you hit-fired it, it was fucking insane. It was like an aimbot. and that is just crazy, honestly, mate. Everyone was running it. And again, you remember like the snake shots and stuff like that. That still happens, like the dual wielding or whatever. So, I mean, that's good. That's great to hear. Like, if they're going to merge it. I thought when you said it, I was like, oh my God, Verdansk is coming back. Let's go. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I was getting really excited. And obviously, like, Rebirth as well is going to be in that. And that is actually tomorrow. So, my PC will be left on to download tomorrow night. Obviously, Rebirth, like I said, one of the ones I've been playing. So, it'll be good to see what they do with that. Just for the speed of the game, really, because the map is so small, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It just gets you warmed up. But yeah, Caldera, if they're, you know, merging it, it'd be great to see what they do. Hopefully they don't go with the UAVs, because they're always quite
fun. It's just saying that I've just, as I read through the article, it's just saying Vanguard Royale should disappear from Call of Duty Warzone.
Yeah.
Battle Royale become the only option.
I think that's, for the best. I think people just played it, just like I say, for the freedom of what weapon they could choose, because you've got to think, one lot of COD weapons compared to another two, because you've still got Black Ops guns you can use, and you've still got obviously Modern Warfare. So, I think it's for the best. It's the best move they can make, really.
Yeah, dope. okay, the next one I think will include everybody here, and I would certainly be interested to see what everybody thinks individually, but also what we think is potentially squadding up together. And I think specifically for you, Luke, this will be something that interests you, because I saw a really hilarious tweet I'll also talk about in a sec, but this is from PCGamer.com, and it's by Jody McGregor. And basically, Fortnite has had an update, and it has removed the building aspect from its main battle royale.
Really?
I've seen it.
So,
why? I don't know if that's good, though, because it... sorry, Brian.
So, yeah, basically, that's it. It's just that building may seem like a core part of Fortnite, as it's inseparable from its identity as cross-platform, but it's been turned off in the most recent update. I think, personally, that, like, this is the call to Fortnite that would stop... that has been the only thing that stopped me from really smashing it, is the fact that, like, realistically... it's a cool place to hang out. It's a cool place to go and play a game together, play a battle royale. It's accessible. Everybody and their nan can play it on their phone or whatever they want. But the only thing that stops me from really getting into it is the fact that every single game I enter, I think there's only so much. It's more of a how far can I get?
And then
you end up coming across some whiz kid that builds a tower above you and destroys you in seconds.
4 seconds. Yeah.
And this is where I was saying about the tweet, is that there was this guy I saw. I can't even remember the name of this guy, but it was like, you know, I dust off my you know, geriatric cod hands and, you know, download Fortnite because finally I can, you know.
So they got rid of it for good, or is it just like they're doing...
It will come back.
Yeah, come back, or it will come back as its own mode or whatever.
I think that's a mad update, mate. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And I just think that
so basically, the reason they got rid of it is because this month's, or this season's backstory is it's a resistance.
So
an alien race has gotten rid of the building schematic, and it's a resistance now, like the players are resisting that alien race taking that, so it's a called war, and then once it's over, it'll come back again. Because building is Fortnite's key feature, they're not going to get rid of it forever.
I was going to say, I say it's bad because I know Fortnite, like, don't get me wrong, I was crap at building, but it's what made it different, isn't it? You know, just
half it's gone.
But seeing those, I still think it was one of the most intricate fights you could have, like, you know, box fights and shit like that. They would call out. When I watched the World Cup of it, I was like, Jesus Christ,
yeah, it's insane,
mad, like how good they are and quick, you know.
But like it's like it's quite an extreme barrier to entry.
Yeah, for sure.
Where you know anybody who joins new, which Kaylee knows herself, is that it's extremely hard to build at any point, and I can still only build a tiny little wall around me, and that's it. You know, it's just
four
insane.
Walls. That's all you get out of me.
And this makes me feel like it's like a level playing field now. Like you can play it like Warzone, you know, and everybody can have a go. And it's about finding cover and getting behind things, and you know, engaging in battles in a different way.
Maybe that's what they're doing, trying to get maybe new intake of players. Yeah. Players might switch over and go, oh, this is actually right. Oh, maybe I could learn a bit of the building, you know?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's nothing to say that, like, after the season, they won't make a game mode.
Battle playlist,
They'll make a Battle Royale no build playlist, like a game mode for you to load in.
I hope they do though.
No build.
Oh, I hope they do because I think it'll be
it's just another barrel of length to me.
Yeah, that's it. But again, it's got Fortnite's mechanics and got Fortnite's, yeah, Fortnite's pretty lurk and all of its skins and everything, you know. So like,
and it's fun. True. It's
yeah, it is.
And again, the accessibility and the crossplay. Like, difference is that if Fortnite removes building, like, Wii U might all come back to it, but more importantly, it's something that Kaylee can play with us, you know, because it's like, as opposed to like COD, which is the barrier to entry is like, you know, it's a first person shooter that's not really up Kaylee's street, as opposed to like Fortnite has that accessibility, you know. So what do you feel about it, Kaylee?
Oh yeah, I don't know, I'm like, I was never able to build, but I personally think it kind of gave Fortnite its own little identity in that way. Mm-hmm. And even though I couldn't build and it was the reason I couldn't get really, really good at it, it was just so awesome to see when people could build properly, like how epic it was. And like, it really showed off gaming in an FPS way differently. So I'm a bit sad they're getting rid of it, even though for me personally, it's going to be better, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there would be times where I'm like, oh, I should really start trying to get better at building. I just didn't have the interest because I just used Fortnite to hang out with people more than anything else.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just, to me, it just seems like surface level just makes it seem like, oh, it's just another Battle Royale now.
Yeah. Which, for me, I love Battle Royale. I love Fortnite's mechanics. I like Fortnite's shooting mechanics. I think it's great. Like, when I get a one-on-one with someone who also can't build, it's great.
Yeah.
But like, I just think it'll be interesting to see. But are we all up for jumping and maybe giving it a go all together?
Yeah.
Oh, give it a go, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. Sweet. So yeah, that is the most recent update of Fortnite, which is interesting. Something that certainly has piqued my interest and makes me interested to maybe give it a go. Although I'm sure there'll still be some mentally good players out there, but that's like kind of any online, anything you play, you're always going to run into super good people.
Game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Anything else on that, guys, before we move on to the last one?
Yeah, I think I'm just excited to play it again, because now that I have my new Xbox, like, the game just went up for me. I'm actually able to aim now, so I was playing on Switch before with Drifty Joy-Con, so that was always fun.
Mm. Yeah.
Cool. So the last one is from denofgeek.com, and it's the Elden Ring review roundup and Metacritic score. So this is where I just wanted to descend a little bit into a conversation about this game. And that is just, I'll read out the reviews, which I'm sure you may have heard some of them, but it's interesting either way. The Metacritic score is at 97 as we speak. And then you move on to the likes of Game Informer, gave it a 10 out of 10. We had IGN, gave it a 10 out of 10. Jesus. Destructoid, 10 out of 10. VGC, 10 out of 10. It also got a 10 out of 10 from GameSpot. So we're looking at like what has been quoted by a lot of big industry people as one of the best games that's ever been made. And it takes Breath of the Wild's formula of, hey, here's the final boss, but here's also a whole world where we're basically going to tell you nothing about, and you need to go out and work it out for yourself and work out things and discover things. And, you know, there's no tutorials, there's no dot on the map that tells you where to go.
Yeah.
Which could work in its favor for me or not. I'm not sure whether it's just interesting. It's just fantastic. I think that I want to hear from Kaylee and Lou about what they're thinking of people who have actually played it. I want to hear from you, Luke, in regards to, you know, does hearing all of this really make you want to dive into it? But I'll just quickly say myself is that I am really enjoying Horizon. Like, it is the sort of Western RPG I really, really like, of show me where to go, tell me what to do kind of thing to a degree. And it still has the difficulty options in it. But I just think that I'm going to give Elden Ring the hardest go I can possibly give it, and I'm going to view it like I viewed Celeste and be like, look, this is a super hard platformer that I just have to try and beat and I need to not give up on myself. And I'm going to try and do the same thing with Elden Ring, because there are so many things I've heard that are so fantastic. Like, all the different stuff you can discover by yourself, and it almost seems like every rock you look under, the game developers have gone, ha, well done for looking under this, because there's something cool here for you to experience. And I love the lore, I love the fantasy world, I love all these different things.
Yeah. The boss you can beat. Oh, great.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, there's something super scary in it, and I like that limiting factor. I like the fact that you've got to learn, you've got to get better at it, and all these different things. And I think that it may bring me out of my shell of the difficulty potentially, and all that kind of stuff. And I'm interested to see how it affects me. But I will just quickly segue towards Kaylee, because there was something that really cool that happened to you last night, Kaylee, which is one of the things that really I thought was like one of the cool mechanics that they put in the game, which was you randomly teleported somewhere else. So take us through it.
Wow.
Oh gosh, oh no, this happened to me twice now. So obviously there's chests you can get in it, so if you like say clear out a ruin or anything like that, you can find a chest. And twice I've opened the chest and it's like, oh, you've been hit by a transportation trap. And I got where did I get transported last night as well? Oh yeah, I got transported last night to some place which looked like it could have been the final boss.
Wow.
It was like the top of the map. It was like called Capital Castle or something. I can't remember. I just remember looking through this doorway of a castle, and you know, there's all these messages that players put down for you and stuff, and the players were like, you cannot go in here without a team of friends. And I was like, oh god, there's no way I'm going in here. So I literally noped out of there and went like ran away and managed to get back to where I was. But then there was another time I got transported to this like crystal mine, and cool. There was no way to like you can fast travel, like you find these like waypoints and you can fast travel to them, but like I couldn't fast travel until I found a new waypoint in this crystal mine. And I was getting destroyed left, right, and center. Like, you like spawned in the shack, and as soon as you left the shack, you just got hit by something and you were dead in one shot. And I was like, what? So, like, at some point, after about 10 minutes, I just had to run for it. I just had to, like, leave the shack and just, like, run for my life and run through this cave. And things were coming at me left, right, and center. There was things hurt. Like, there was these bugs coming at me. There was, like... these crystal dudes like showing crystals at me, like, and there was just chaos. It was chaos, and I was just screaming, like in real life screaming. I was just like, fuck. And then eventually I just managed to like run out of there and find myself a place to teleport to, and I was just like, what the fuck. I just wanted like a shield or something out of this chest, and it teleported me into this fucking place. But yeah, it's super cool in that way, like. But yeah, that's one of Ryan's favorite things, I think.
It was something that really stood out to me. Is just like, I remember someone else told a super cool story of like, I was listening to a podcast and he just said that like he randomly opened a chest and ended up in this place that was like hell, and there was just like fire and brimstone and demons everywhere, and he was just like, oh, what the fuck? What am I experiencing? What am I doing? Like, and he just done the same thing where he was just sprinting through it, and he just felt like from every corner he was just being attacked by demons. It was just quality.
It's just really cool
that they even put that in there. Like, it's just, and the fact that like it's not like one of those things where it's like, ooh, we're just trying to do something fancy that teleport you somewhere else and you can just fast travel back. It's the fact that they just like they put you somewhere and just go work it the fuck out, and I think that's so cool. You know, I
put really, you somewhere really cool. But you're fucked.
Yeah, 100%. So
yeah,
sorry, carry on, Kenny.
No, I was just going to say, there's just loads of cool things like that. Like, there was, like, just off the top of my head, there was this little thing where there was this guy yelling at me, and he's like, help me, please help me. And he's like, don't pretend like you can't see me. And I was looking around for ages, being like, where the fuck is this guy?
That guy.
Oh, you heard him too. And it turned out he was, like, fucking stuck in it. So you had to smack this tree. Like, who the fuck thinks to smack a tree? So I smack this tree, and he's like, oh, you saved me. I got turned into a tree. And I was like, you could have fucking told me you turned into a tree. But like, who would have guessed to like hit this tree with your sword?
Mm.
You know, like very just true. Insane stuff. I love it though.
Well, thanks for telling me what to do.
Sorry.
But I think that's what like it intrigues me so much, this game, is that it's almost taken the whole industry back to a time before what we have now, where everything is kind of spoon-fed to us, where it's like, what I used to love was, like, I used to go to school and there was those playground conversations of people being like,
Yeah.
Oh my god, did you see this in Skyrim? And I'd be like, no, where is that? And they'd be like, oh, it's here, you know? And there was no kind of like, you know, we didn't even have phones back then that you could just be like, oh, just let me get it off my phone and show you quick. You'd like exactly where it is on the map. Like, I had to almost just like remember what they said or write it down on a bit of paper. And like, those are the conversations that I can't wait to have with people when I start playing it, of being like, holy shit, have you seen this? How do you get past mm-hmm. this? Like, that's what's happening right now with Lou. I was finding out how to sort that situation out. He's like, oh my god, cool. Mm-hmm. So he can return there and do that. And it's this kind of word of mouth.
Smack the tree.
Yeah. And it creates these connections to people, and I think it's just so cool. Like, whether it be connections, like, you'll find that you're like going to other people. Like, that's what happened with Dan and you, Luke, wasn't it, with that, with the Souls game, of like, it creates this like people who are more knowledgeable wanting to help out other people who aren't, you know. And it's
very much is so,
it's like so cool. And I just think that like all those things that it brings are so fantastic in such an epic fantasy world as well. It's just like, what the heck. But yeah, Lou, anything that you want to add to being like, you know, is it showing signs to you that this early stage of being potentially one of the best games of all time?
Well, other than like the world being beautiful, which we've already spoken about, Kaylee like slightly mentioned it, but the whole like other players can leave messages in your world that you can read. Like, you use an item, you can put down a message on the floor, and another player can read that in their solo player world. Like, you don't have to be like with somebody to read these messages. Like, it's, you know, as long as you're connected to the internet, you'll have those messages randomly appear in your world.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are like quite funny. Like, I remember seeing like a TikTok of one where like a guy was about to like go off a cliff, and you could jump down to this ledge, and then there was a message just before saying don't do it. This guy jumped off, and then the cliff that he landed on just disintegrated, and he fell and died. Yeah, and like, it's just that message of don't do it, and it's like the big red button, like, you just gotta do it then. You've got to get yourself off it.
Yeah, those messages are really, really good. Some of them are super helpful, but obviously you get people who trick you. But they're like really, really funny ones, because like, there's this thing where if you encounter a tortoise in the world, they say, oh, look, a dog, and everyone keeps saying, oh, dog ahead, and I don't know why they keep calling the tortoises dogs.
There must be some like community meme or something. I remember I've only just played the very, very start of it, just because I wanted to see when we first bought it. And I just remember that like, you start off in this little cave, and there's this little like glowing gem in the corner, and someone had just left a little thing on the floor saying, behold, the Elden Ring. And I was like, oh, yeah, I was like, that's funny.
But like, credits roll.
Yeah, super cool. But Luke, is any of it making you think, especially as someone who's, again,
mate, just listen to it. Like, I think it'd definitely be on my street, because I playing the Souls 3, the mechanics of just like the bosses and stuff was great. And I did enjoy it. And again, it's like back when I was playing, like, you had, that's how you beat most of your bosses. It was learn their pattern, die a few times. Oh, cool. But they do the same attacks in the same order. So, you know, like, you'll learn, right, he's going to do this. I've then got to jump right, left, whatever, or roll into him. And playing Souls 3 is definitely, like, opened up my experience and enjoyment for it. So, like you say as well, like, people helping out, like, Souls has a crazy following, and they'll still be playing like, oh, let's do a no death run on Dark Souls 1, and you're like, and honestly, I've watched some of it, mate, and it's mad. Like, you want to watch some of them, those players are, well, they know every ounce of that game, and people are already doing it on Elden Ring. But I'm speaking to my mate, and he was saying, like, apparently the game's already been completed in like 36 minutes. I mean, that is that, like, and that's just because they know the end boss's moves already, and they can just dodge everything and then attack it. So yeah, I'm definitely going to download. I'm probably going to download it tonight, actually. Like,
yeah, cool.
I'm definitely going to give it a whirl, and I think I will enjoy it. Like, open world, all that sort of thing. A bit of difficulty with it as well. I think I'll keep it coming back. I'm hoping.
Yeah, and Ryan, I don't think it, like, from playing it so far, I don't think it's like you're going to get lost in it, and it's not very much a case of like, I haven't felt lost in it. I've never felt like, oh, I don't know what to do in it, because I think the trajectory of the main bosses to fight is there. You know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of guided to them.
Yeah, you're following a golden trail.
Yeah, but it's the case of you can't. You might necessarily be able to beat them straight away, so you have to go off on your own little journey, figure out stuff to do to like level yourself up, which I really like the leveling up system in this game. I think it's really, really good, but I don't think you'll ever feel lost
But that's good, though, because, like, there's a difference between feeling lost and making yourself lost. And that's what I like. I like the fact that, like, I would be in a position where, okay, I can't beat this guy now. I'm just going to fuck off over this hill and see what I find. And that, I like that idea. I like the fact that if I got teleported somewhere, I'm then lost and have to be like, holy shit, how do I get back or whatever. But what I didn't like was when I played like that Hollow Knight game and it just gave me no direction at all. And I just had to like literally go around and, you know, smack every rock almost just to see whether that was the one that unlocked the door. Do you know what I'm saying? Like that was a not an exact thing from Hollow Knight, but just that kind of example of like you have to almost go around and force your way everywhere to kind of work out what's going on. And I get for some people then the payoff's like, oh, that's cool, that's then gone done that, but that frustrated me rather than this like looks more like I could go off and do things and then come back to it, which is interesting. Another thing that interests me as well, Luke, is that especially if you start playing and Katie's obviously playing at the same time. Blue's obviously playing at the same time, but it is that you can get people to join you online and
bosses. So I had help with that on free, like, you know, guys just jumping in, they were like, oh, do you want a hand? And they just help you do one boss and then go again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I mean. Again, the community is great, but I would definitely be up for jumping in. I don't know how much you can party share with. I don't know if it's up to
I think you can only do it for bosses. I think I don't.
It's literally bosses.
Yeah.
No. You can do Overwatch.
Oh really?
You can travel around the open world. You just can't use horses when you're in.
Right.
Okay.
So you have to literally walk everywhere.
Just walk. So basically, just meet me at the boss, and we'll meet you there. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that would be tricky because that's the one thing is like your mount is like this the key thing in this game. It's like if you like
a little double jump horse.
Yeah, you can double jump, but also, especially very, very early on in the game, because you're kind of too scared to get off your mount to fight things, you can fight on horseback. So I used to, like, say there was a big enemy. I used to run up to him, smack him once or twice, and then run away, and then come back after he's, like, chilled out. But, like, as a beginner, it's, like, a really good way to, you know, get your confidence up until you get to the point where you're like, okay, I'll get off my horse and actually tactically try and beat this dude.
Nice.
So if you can't use your horse, I don't know what I'd do, to be honest.
It's cool, though, because there is so much like discourse about this game that makes it so fantastic. And I think that it's just interesting to see how so many people are getting involved in it and so many people are finding cool things in it and stuff like that. It's the same thing as like when Breath of the Wild first came out, there's those things where it's like, oh my god, have you been here? Have you seen this? Have you done these things? Like, wow, no, like, no way, like, you just walked down that mountain, there just happened to be something there, you know? Yeah. And it's got those cool elements to it, which I think make it really intriguing to me. And I'll be interested to see as we go on as well, like, how you guys feel about it when you're like balls deep in it, you know, and like how Luke feels about it when he starts it next time we have this conversation, and how I feel when I've played it a little bit, and all these different things, and then, you know, eventually getting to the point where, you know, we can give our own rating to it or say what we feel it could be in comparison to these websites that have given it 10 out of 10 and 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10, because I think that one thing I'm in the business of is playing 10 out of 10 video games, and, you know, I've been super intrigued by this game and super intrigued to see whether it's a 10 out of 10 for people that would like it or whether it would be a 10 out of 10 for me is a very different thing, because obviously 10 out of 10 is subjective to everyone, you know. Each one of us four would have a completely different 10 out of 10, you know, although we may share a lot, it may not be the exact same, you know. And I think that's what's so interesting about it, but there's so much, and I think just guys, remember what I said at the start of just being like, if there's anything you experience, if it's anything, even if just a funny moment, jot it down and just bring it into the conversation next time, because I'll be interested to see what everyone's thinking about Elden Ring. Whoever do Elden Ring catch up every time with our monthly mayhem at the start. But yeah, is there anything else particularly that's just whilst we're on the back of this that's really screaming to you as being like, this is an epic, fantastic game out of the two guys that played it?
Oh, I love it. And I have to say, I didn't have a calling to play it from everything I saw beforehand, because I think I just had the idea that I was like, oh, it's just a Souls game. And like, I haven't played Souls games before, but I think I was just, it's hard to say now because I'm playing it and I absolutely love it. But before I started playing it, I was a bit like, oh, I'll play it because there's a hype around it and I'll give it a go. But now that I'm playing it, I am absolutely obsessed. I think because I'm like 16 hours in and I've only played it for like, since I've been sick, In the last probably 2 or 3 days, really. I only booted up this week, didn't I?
Yeah.
And, like, that's how much I've played already. And I'm, like, obsessed. It's just so good. There's something about it. It's so smooth. The mechanics are just really, like, they're just really enjoyable to play.
It's just very well executed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's on top of the world that, like Lou's already said, like, is absolutely stunning. Like, this open world that, like, is totally up my street. But there's just something about the leveling up system and the actual mechanics of it that are beautiful to play.
Yeah. And that's super, super cool. Mm-hmm. And such a great insight on it.
Yeah.
One thing that, even just when I was stood next to you, I thought would just sounded cool was I could hear the music. And it was just
The music is insane. It's so good. And it's not too intense. Like, it's not too intense in your ears that you're like, oh my God, there's an enemy coming. It's just like, everything's very subtle, but like, perfect.
Like, nuanced, yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So good.
So, that is our Have I Got News For You for this monthly mayhem. So, we move on to the last little section, which is Lou's Clues. Lou, just give us a couple, may however many you want, and then we'll clock off for this month.
Yeah, Lou's Clues. I got to try and remember which ones I've already said.
We can cut out the ones that you've already said if you want again.
So, I feel like I've already said this one, but we'll start off with it, because if it is, we can just cut it out. So, did you know longest ever video gaming session ever recorded is 138 hours and 34 seconds?
Video game what?
Session, like, as in, sitting down and playing a game, is 138 hours.
World of Warcraft. It's got to be.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
it doesn't state which game, but it is 138 hours and 34 seconds.
Jesus, that's like nuts. That's over 4 days, isn't it?
Mate, that's over like 5 days, bud.
How does that happen?
24 hours in a day, and that's 136. Shit.
And did the person stay awake for the entire thing? Lou, did it or anything?
Yeah, no chance.
Yeah. It
literally get out.
Session, like, that's. I'm guessing like that will you'll have like toilet breaks and something to eat, but
yeah, of course.
You played for 138 hours.
How is he alive? Or maybe he had ended when he died.
Mate, that's incredible.
What was the game, though?
It doesn't say.
I'm looking up right now. I need to know.
That's because he didn't know by the end of it. This person was like so brain dead by the end of that session, he doesn't know what game he was playing.
Yeah. That's super, super mental, though, Luke. That's just crazy.
6 days straight. Apparently it's a Guinness World Record.
Nice.
What the heck?
Yeah.
What is it on?
Corey
Bredon of Namayo.
Bredon.
Just finished playing a video game. I don't say what the bloody game is. I need to see it. Call of Duty Warzone! Go on, boy!
Really?
Oh my god.
No way! What a hero! Wow. What a hero! Mate, you streamed it.
PS5 as well.
What a legend.
PS5.
6 days! Whew. I thought I could play COD for a while, but that's something else.
How many wins did he get?
None.
Yeah. That's insane.
Sorry.
He was playing until he got a win. That's what.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there you go.
That's insane.
That's a stat.
Yeah. That's a stat.
That is just way too much. I don't condone that shit.
Yeah, that makes me feel like I'm not gaming enough.
Yeah. God. I'm avid now. Amateurly put me in the bracket off.
Uh-huh. Oh, we're all peasants in the gaming world.
Yeah, Jesus. I got
another one for you guys.
Oh, yeah?
This one. But just going back onto the subject of Dark Souls, this one.
Cool.
Did you know there is a gamer that has completed Dark Souls using a Rock Band guitar?
Yes.
Oh my god.
I've seen that on fucking YouTube. Absolutely crazy. Mate.
What the fuck?
Definitely worth a watch that.
I need to watch that. That is insane.
That's decent.
Respect.
This is what I mean. The Dark Souls fans are like, they're just different breed, mate.
They literally are, aren't they?
I'm going to play it with an accordion. What?
Just a joystick.
metal. Old school Pac-Man stick.
Yeah. Two buttons. That's mental.
Oh, I like that one.
Sweet. Yeah, right.
That was just insane.
Yeah. That's mental.
I love it.
Right, we'll wrap it up because Lou is due to have a stream, and I bet he hasn't even had a drink of water or eaten. No, no. So
yeah,
we'll give him some time to do that.
I'm gonna bed.
Just a shot of vodka, and I'll be on the stream straight away. No worries.
Straight up.
But yeah, sweet.
Rum is right.
This has been the second ever Monthly Mayhem. Next month, we will all be together in the same room, which will be cool.
Yep.
And we will smash through another load of news stories and have a bit of a pixie catch-up and everything else. Mm. But thank you so much, everybody, for coming on. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening.
Thank you,
me, Ryan. This has been Lou. This has been Kaylee. And this has been Luke, Team Pixie. And we'll speak to you next month. Nice one.
Yeah.
Bye.
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 Thank you again for listening to another Pixie Gaming podcast, whichever one it was you chose to listen to today. We are Pixie Podcast on Twitter, Pixie Podcast on Instagram, Pixie Gaming Podcast on Facebook, and Pixie Gaming Podcast on YouTube. And our website is www.pixiepodcast.co.uk. Thank you so much for listening. You're all a bunch of legends. And here's a little outro music. So enjoy.